It's Jared Goff. The Lions ran for 196 yards in the game yesterday. And don't discount the 21 yards that Jared Goff had on the ground.
I loved his response at the post-game press conference when he said, yeah, how about that?
Last week I spoke about Vaki being the third guy being Tails, the Sonic and Knuckles. I guess I was wrong. It's Jared Goff. It's clearly. Jared Goff.
Well, somebody asked him about that. Did you hear what he said? He said, I'm not enough.
Yeah, Brad Galley asked him.
I'm not familiar enough with the Sonic world to know who the third character would be.
You are the third character, Goff, right? You don't have to be familiar. You're a Tails. He's that fast, Gator.
Well, I got to tell you.
Is he?
Well, Vaki got in the game, so maybe he's Tails now.
Craig Reynolds had 21
years. Was it enough to call Jared Goff a dual threat quarterback?
248-539. Yeah. No, but what was nice to see was he has the mobility at times when it's to his advantage. If the whole side of the field's open, take off and go.
If there's 15, 20 yards there, he can get you some of it.
You know the best thing about having a slow quarterback? He knows to go down right away.
Yeah,
right? Like he was not chancing anything, right?
Yep. You don't got to tell him.
Nope. As soon as he saw a guy in his vicinity slide.
Yeah, his dad who played Major League Baseball, maybe he gave him those little hints and tips.
Hey, Jared slide. Takes what's there.
Yeah, take what's there.
But totally. You know what the truth is? The funny thing is he was talking about how clean the pocket was. He does a really good job at moving around in the pocket and keeping his head downfield. He really does a great job of that, which is such a skill set that is a one that's underrated, is feeling pressure but not giving up on the routes downfield.
Yeah, and it felt like the offensive line did a job where it's almost like you have your hand, your fingers, and you hold them out, and the offensive line just kind of spread a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't allow people to get in the gaps and pressure from within. So he's able to set up very comfortably in the pocket, look at things, and make the right throw. And, you know, hey, guess who's always open? Amon-Ra St. Brown is always open. Starting a new streak. You know, here's 11 more targets and 11 more completions to Amon-Ra. It was just amazing to watch last night.
248-539-9797. Let's get to our champ and chump. Gator, my champ of the weekend is Brad Holmes. This team, quite frankly, is loaded. There are players, good players, playing behind players. Like, we have depth and guys down the depth chart that can step in and be just fine. And the thing that probably is impressing me the most is how many guys come to Detroit and become the best version of themselves. It starts with the quarterback, Jared Goff, Carlton Davis, best version of himself, David Montgomery, best version of himself, Josh Reynolds was the best version of himself. These guys are finding identifiable talent that they don't have to outbid everybody for, and they seem like subtle moves. And the next thing you know, you've got a player helping the Lions win important football games. And it's why Brad Holmes is my champ of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, take a dart and just throw it blindly at a board with names on it with the Lions, because that feels like what you could do with yesterday's game. I'll go with the obvious. Jared Goff was amazingly almost perfect, 24-29, 412 yards, 4 touchdowns. His quarterback rating on the season is now second again behind Lamar Jackson with 112.1, past the halfway season mark. He's at 112.1. Not like his best rating in any single game was 112.1. That's for the season, it's 112.1. He has been phenomenal, and I'm not discounting the 21 yards rushing either. We can laugh a little bit and joke a little bit about it, but those were important yards to keep the sticks moving and get in better down and distance situations. Jared Goff, champ of the week.
My champ of the weekend is Netflix for the buffering. You've got 1 month to sort this out before the doubleheader on Netflix, NFL games, Christmas Day.
Yeah, that was maybe something we'll get into later on in the show. But that was just horrific, absolutely horrific. But they say, well, we had like 280 million people. Well, yeah, well, you know.
You weren't ready for it.
You weren't ready for it. My chump's going to be the Michigan State pass rush, lack thereof. It's now up to 6 games in a row where they have yet to sack the quarterback. On top of that, the defense just can't finish games off. They've been tied or had leads in the second half of each of the last 3 games, and they've lost all 3 of them. Maybe they didn't have a lead in the second half, I should say, against Indiana, but they were staked to a 10-0 lead in that game and then got outscored 47-0. But losing to Illinois, it hurts. That's Illinois is okay, but the problem is so is Michigan State. And it's not like Michigan State's a better team. But you got to get some wins here. And they finish the season against Purdue on Friday night, and then they'll have Rutgers the last game of the season. If they win both of those games, they become bowl eligible. These actually might be two teams that Michigan State is better than, but right now the defense is just, they're just not getting the job done.
Get your championship votes in, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Alan's in St. Clair Shores, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Alan.
Hey, guys. Really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
And I toiled. I told the screener that this is all Dan Campbell's fault. and certainly your line of with Brad Holmes, I mean, he's provided ingredients that are just unbelievable, the backfield and so on. But, you know, this all started 30 games ago when, excuse me. So I think the stat was, what, they're 22-6. I mean, this team, so Dan Campbell created the, and it was silly, bite the kneecaps, but it, like dripping water, this guy continues with his focus, his aggressiveness, his will to win. I think if you would have asked him at the beginning of the season what the Lions record was going to be, he would have said 17-0. He just, this yesterday was a mic drop for him. 600 yards. I mean, the whole thing. If he doesn't win Coach of the Year, now that Andy Reid lost the game, we're blessed. This guy, again, there's much talent. Holmes did a great job, but the chef put the ingredients together every week, and Campbell's the man.
Yeah, Alan, I think they're 31. I think they're 31-9, including the playoffs in their last 40 games. Let that sink in.
He's incredible.
Eight out of the last 10 games in the one in the 9-8 season where they didn't make the playoffs. 12-5 last year. Win two playoff games, lose one, and 9-1 to start this season. It's been incredible.
Thank you for the phone call, Alan. 248-539-9797. I mean, the guy is, you know, you go back to the beginning, and I it's amazing to go back and think about that opening press conference and how some people interpreted it. And one caller, I'll never forget, you know, some of you stand out. One guy called and said, there's nobody like this. No, you can't find a coach that said and did things like this and had success in the NFL. And we were like, oh, God, what is he more like Ditka? Ditka had success. We were trying to figure out a bombastic guy that, I mean, comes across as a bit of a football Neanderthal, which sounds like an insult, but they a real hardcore football guy that's talking about biting kneecaps. And I was like, God, I'm struggling coming up with a comparison. And yet he is, you know, and now you got people trying to mimic it, reading stuff out of Arizona, trying to compare Jonathan Gannon to Dan Campbell. And you know, some of the reasons why they, you know, Antonio Pierce got the job in Vegas might have been because of Dan Campbell. Jacksonville, listening to Jacksonville stuff last week, getting ready, and they're like, we need to build this the Detroit way. And you're just like, now others are trying to find the next Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. And maybe Campbell is, you know, I mean, I think he's unique is what it comes down to. He may have some parts of him that are like other coaches in total, in the aggregate there, but overall, he's his own guy, and other people are going to try to emulate him. In a way, he's got some Pete Carroll to him, mm-hmm. because I think he's a player's coach. Players love to play for him, but without the shadiness.
Right.
I think Dan Campbell's as honest as it comes, and I think players love that honesty. When players end up getting waived or traded, I think they're bummed. They're really bummed right now because they love playing for him and playing with this team.
I think you nailed it, Doug. 3-4 years ago, it was kind of a joke of the league. His pressers, what he did, what he said, right? And you fast forward now, other teams, other organizations are looking for the next Dan Campbell. And he may be just a one of one, but they want that authentic, they want that passion, that culture changer. But I think people don't realize is he's really football smart too and really football savvy.
Oh, yeah.
You combine the two and look what you can get, right? You change the culture and you set the players up for success. You get them better and you have a dominant team.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Phil. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hello.
Phil!
Yeah. What I like about this Lions team is their attitude. They don't have big mouths. They don't talk down to an opponent. They respect every opponent that they have, but they know that they're good. I mean, you hear a lot of the players saying, yeah, we know we're good, and they leave it at that. They respect their opponent. I think that came from a lot of this team was put together, and they had that losing streak at the beginning. They were losers at the beginning, and then that last half of the season, they picked it up and won 8 out of 9 games or something like that. So they know both sides of the coin. They know how easy everything turns in this league. So I really respect that, the respect they have for their opponents, but they know they're going to win. And that's a deadly combination in your mind.
So it's interesting because Jared Goff said after the game, he talked about how it's a nameless, faceless opponent. We have to play to our standard. And, you know, they obviously did, and the opponent wasn't anywhere close to being able to handle it. And they played to their standard.
Absolutely. The thing that always comes to mind when I see this current Lions team, this winning team, is Belichick. Just do your jobs. He would tell every player, just do your job. It'll be all right. And they're doing it. And it's amazing to watch. And that comes from Campbell's attitude. He doesn't talk down about an opponent or another team. He just says, this game, we do our job, we win. And that's a great attitude.
You know what's cool is that a lot of coaches say it. It's hard to go out and actually then be it.
It is hard. But the other thing Dan Campbell has said, at least when it regards to Jared Goff, and I think it probably says these things to other players too, is don't try to do too much.
Yeah.
And I think that is also a reason why this team has been successful. They're not stretching. They're not, nobody's trying to, okay, I've got this guy beat, but now I got to go over here and do, no. Just do what you're supposed to do, and we'll be fine. And they've been better than fine.